listening to That's Life, a radio broadcast brought to you from Washington Church in Valparaiso, Indiana. You can check us out online at washingtonchurchvalpo.com or check out my blog at aminuteintheword.radio.com. The scripture passage that I'd like us to think about today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 10 through 15. And it's an interesting illustration that the Apostle Paul gives. He talks about our spiritual lives, but he talks about it through the illustration of if you were building something. And here's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For one can lay a foundation other than Or rather, he said, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it'll be revealed by fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he'll receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire." I think that that's interesting because the Apostle Paul is urging us, encouraging us to not let the spiritual gifts that God has given us lay dormant. You know, God has given you these great spiritual gifts. Use them. Use them to build God's kingdom. But as I was thinking about that this week, it just occurred to me that I think sometimes we overcomplicate God's calling in our lives. I really do. I think sometimes we think, boy, if I'm going to serve the Lord, I've got to teach a Bible study, or I got to teach a small group, or if I'm going to serve the Lord, I got to start a new program at church. And as I have been in church leadership now for several years, I've had people come up to me many times in different situations with all different crazy ideas that, you know, I feel called to. For example, one person said, "I feel called to minister to animals, and I think that we should have a pet pantry in our church." And not that that is at all a bad idea, but I think sometimes we think in order for us to have a viable ministry, it's got to be plugged in by the church, and we got to start a new program at church, or we need to be leading something at church. And you know what? Sometimes that's the case, but oftentimes, here's the truth. You've already been gifted by God. If you've asked Jesus to be your Savior, having believed, you received in yourself the promised Holy Spirit. So here's the truth. If you're born again, you've got the gift of the Spirit. You've begun to, you know, have some of the fruits of the Spirit, but you've also been gifted by the Spirit. So you've been gifted, but you've also been commissioned by God. Remember the Great Commission? Matthew 28, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all I've commanded." And Jesus said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth." So you've been gifted and you've been commissioned. In other words, Jesus said, go, you know, kind of like, what are you waiting for? Go. In fact, it's interesting, the word go in the Greek is in that tense that means as you go. In other words, as you go throughout your day, make disciples. As you go throughout your life, make disciples. If your life brings you to California, make disciples. If your life brings you to Belgium, make disciples. If your life brings you to Johannesburg, South Africa, make disciples. Wherever life takes you, if you're at the grocery store, make disciples. If you're in the neighborhood, make disciples. As you go, this should be a part of your life. I think that's the picture that Jesus was trying to paint for us by choosing that kind of words. And so not only have we been gifted and we've been commissioned to go, we've also received God's instruction on how to do it. And of course, I'm talking about the Word of God. Now, the danger is that we get on ahead of the going without the knowing. We start doing in our zeal for the Lord without having an understanding of His Word. If you've never read the Bible through, I encourage you to do that. you call yourself a Christian, you haven't even read God's word, that's something I want to encourage you, lovingly encourage you. We need to be in God's word daily so that we can grow, so that as we go, we can do what God called us to do. God has given us this dreams and these desires. Go do it. Some of you listeners that know me personally, you know that I also am on Calvary Radio, 89.9 in Valparaiso, Indiana, and Battleground Station, of course, when the Battleground program, that's heard around the country. I've always had a heart for radio, and I always had a desire to minister on the radio. And so when I began getting these opportunities, now I have a daily radio program on Calvary Radio through Washington Church in Valpo, Valparaiso, Indiana. But I also, twice a month now have the opportunity to be on Battleground. This is a dream come true. You know, these are desires that I had for years. You know, Christian radio has been such a ministry to me, and now to be a part of that is huge. It's a tremendous blessing. I can't even describe to you, you know, what that's like, having that kind of dream fulfilled. However, man, I'd love to have a daily talk show, and that's something that hasn't happened as of yet. And I bring all that up to say, again, I think sometimes we think in order for me to be used by God, it's got to be a church sanctioned thing, or in order for me to be used by God, I guess I got to start a new Bible study at church, or, I've got to be the leader of something. You know what? If I'm called to share the good news of Jesus Christ and what it's like to actually live in this living relationship with the living God through the radio waves, that's one reason I started the podcast. You know, I don't have to wait until I get a radio show to do what God's called me to do. And that's my encouragement for you then. Whatever it is that God is calling you to do, certainly, you know, ask godly men and women if this is in fact, your giftedness, because you don't want to be outside of God's will in your own zeal or God forbid, some sort of prideful thing where you think you're going to go save the world and maybe that's not really your giftedness. But that said, after that caution, man, go for it. If this is what God has put on your heart, whatever it is, you know, God encouraged us in that scripture passage through the Apostle Paul, hey, build God's kingdom and use the best that God has given you. And my encouragement on top of that is, it doesn't have to be church sanctioned. It doesn't have to be, you got to be the person up front, leading a Bible study. You don't have to start a new program at church. Man, if God is calling you to share the gospel, go share the gospel. Figure out ways to do that. Maybe your church will be involved and maybe not. But God is calling you to impact the world. And I just wanted to encourage you with those words today. Well, I'd like to close the program by saying that His is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So guys, let's live for His kingdom. Let's really try to live for His kingdom and not for our kingdom agenda. Let's live by His power, because God knows when I live in my own power, it's weak. It's weakness. And let's live for His glory and not for our own. So go in His peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.